Yeah, you're talking about Barbara. That would be the Modernettes with the song Barbara. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B with my bi-weekly show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the Modernettes. Do you guys know anything about those guys? Well, you should. They are, well, I guess were, past tense, local band, a three-piece, I believe, I'm almost positive, they're co-ed. So you had a girl, and you had two guys. And let's see, what else can I tell you about those guys? They were huge, like, in the late 70s. Yeah, they were, of course, they were a trio, I was right. They broke up a year after their release of Teen City. That was their big record. And that song, Barbara, was like their big hit song. And what else can I tell you about those guys? Just that they're awesome. That's what you need to know. And that song you can find on a compilation, a very favorite compilation of mine, called, you need to have it. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. And it was put out by Zulu Records back in 91. It's a two-disc deal. Two discs, folks. Yeah, it's on CD. Now, I uncovered my old CD case. It was in my van that I forget I have. That's in my garage, which I don't use. And I was like, oh my God, I found all these CDs that I used to play. And it's been a while since I've listened to any of them. So, because I forgot about them. So I think we'll be listening to some older stuff. Like some of the stuff I used to play back in the day. All right. There you go. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I don't know if I told you that. So Canadian music is the focus here. And I'm with you all until 8. Okay. Cool. So now, speaking of the Modernettes, we're going to hear another song of theirs. But this time it's a cover. This is a gem, speaking of an obscurity. This one is the Fastbacks. The Fastbacks out of Seattle, a female-fronted band. They are covering the Modernettes song, Won't Have to Worry. So let's listen to that. Let's see if I'm good here. I think I'm good. So, no, I'm not. Let me just make sure I'm good. What can I tell you? It's pretty cold out there. It seems pretty cold. It's already the last day of November, folks. I can't believe it. So tomorrow is December. Tomorrow is Christmas season officially in my head. And probably most of you guys agree. I mean, you shouldn't really be seeing Christmas decorations prior to December, but, you know, whatever. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to, as I mentioned, the Fastbacks here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was the band Duotang. And Duotang, if you don't know, are named after Duo. There are two of them. That's where they get... It took me actually way too long to figure that out. Duotang are comprised of two guys. There's Rod, I think it is. Hold on, I should know this. Rod Slaughter and Sean. I think it's Sean, the drummer. And they're from Winnipeg, and so just two guys, and you might think, okay, drum and guitar. No, drum and bass, okay? So it's a drum and bass situation. That record we heard was released back in, I want to say, God, like the 90s maybe? On Mint Records, okay? Maybe 96? Was it really that long ago? Don't tell me, because on some level for me, it seems like yesterday. 96. Yeah, that's like 20 years ago. Good Lord. So that would be Duotang out of Winnipeg. All right. Now, they recently, I guess, reformed and have been on tour, and they played Vancouver, and I wanted to see them, and then I forgot. Like, my friend Mar was like, I'm going to be here, and like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right. No, actually, she was. She told me about it, but I don't think she was here. But I had enough warning to know to make it out, and then I just seemed to, you know, forgot. I forgot. Speaking of forgetting things, actually, on that note, I forgot to see a band as well. Now, I forget so much that. Hold on, let me go get my wallet. One sec. Let me tell you exactly who I forgot to go see. This is a stupid story. I haven't told anybody because I'm so embarrassed. Except now here I am on air and I figure I might as well share my stupid situation. I went to, so a friend had, oh, where did the ticket go now? Peter Hook, I think his name is. I should know this. Yeah, hold on. Here it is. What a dummy. Peter Hook and the Light. What a dumbass I am. Like, I got this ticket. And now, if you don't know who Peter Hook is, he is the bass player from New Order, right? And also Joy Division. So, yeah, I think it was November 1st. Actually, I have the ticket right here. And I bought the ticket. I think it was like close to $40, you know. And it was a school night. I knew that much, but I was like, all right, sure, sounds great. And then the next day rolls around, like, I guess November 2nd. And I saw, I don't know, on some social media outlet, I was like, oh, my friend went to that show. Wait a second. I had tickets. I totally forgot. So I think that was the first time I've ever done that. You know, got advance tickets for something and just completely forgot. So I'm sure it was awesome. It was an awesome show. I know it was. And there you go. I bailed on that because I just forgot. Anyways, that's my story on Peter Hook. But back to the songs we played. Duetang, of course. And then before that, we heard something from Station A. Station A is a band that was pre-Doers, pre-Softess. It's Sean Maxey's band with... where's my brain? Sean and my brain has stopped working. Barry, of course. So you've got Sean, you've got Barry, and you've got two other guys. I forgot who the other guys were. And this was like, I don't know, late 90s or something. Chris Sharp, he was on guitar, and Jeff Sebastian was on drums. There you go. And that was such a good record, Station A. It's called, I have it right here, The Wasp Factory. And the song was called, Call It Progress. There we go. And then we started that little set off with the Fastbacks, with a cover of the Modernettes' song, Won't Have to Worry. Won't Have to Worry. All right, you won't have to worry. I'm almost done. 6:52, I'm here until 8 o'clock. My name's Anita B., and Canadian music is what I do here. Now, what do I have ready for us next? I feel like I have something. And I did tell you I cracked into some old, an old CD case. And I was like, wow. So I think we're going to, you know, kick it old school a bit here. And how, let's do this. Let's go so far back to a guilty pleasure of mine. And you may make fun of me if you want. That's okay. I'm talking about Pure. They were... a Vancouver band had some good songs, I think. Oh no, let's not play Pure. Let's play this. I did have something prepared. Okay, so we're gonna hear something from a compilation. Speaking of Mint Records, which is what Duetang were on. Yeah, I am actually prepared. I'm just tired. I've had a long day. I'm gonna play us a song from this really good Mint compilation entitled "The CBC Radio 3 Sessions." This is where a bunch of Mint bands basically got, on CBC Radio, they played live and it was recorded and, there's 15 songs. So I was going to play us Noviero. Now Noviero, there's a reason for that, was because that was after Duetang sort of finished their, you know, being together. They formed two of the guys, cause there were only two of them, formed Noviero with two other guys. And then, however, I could play the Newtown Animals. Yeah, let's do that. I mean, we heard those other guys there. So let's move on. We're going to hear the Newtown Animals. You can't go wrong with these guys. This is the song that they recorded again for CBC, recorded by and mixed by Gary Held, and produced by James Booth. Now, the Newtown Animals, of course, such a good band, were comprised of Jeffrey McCloy, Nick Wright, Alex, good old Alex Angel, Steve Poulin, and Chucky Reno. And those guys, like in the late 90s, I guess more like early 2000s, they played a lot and just such good songs and really good live shows. So there we go. Newtown Animals. Let's listen to their song Three Steps Backwards here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ride the wave, feels okay. Now Refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was killer. I love that song. It is called Good Drugs by the Brat Kings. Those guys are so awesome. It's from their second 7-inch. And this band, well, again, Brat Kings are members of, like, one of my favorite Canadian bands called Sonic Avenues. So Sonic Avenues and another band called Powwows. And they're based out of, well, I guess Toronto and Montreal. So there you go. That's Brat Kings. They are on Hosehead Records, which is my favorite Canadian label. They're so awesome. Headed none other than by our local Patrick. Yeah, Patrick. He lives here. He's originally from the Toronto area, though. He runs a label with his buddy out of Toronto. Yeah, that's how that works. Okay, so let's see. Before that, we heard Brat Kings. Okay, the Tubuloids. The Tubuloids, of course. They are a four-piece guy band. All guys who just recently released a record entitled Getting Weird. And I happen to play baseball with one of them. Yep. And yeah, there you go. Veggie Dunlop. That's who Reggie Dunlop. Yeah, there you go. His name is actually not Reggie Dunlop, but that's his fake Facebook name. And good times. Now, speaking of baseball, my awesome league, the East Fan Baseball League, is on fire. We finished our first season back in August with 5 full teams, and we're having a big old party coming up soon, so I'm excited. Yeah. And the next season is obviously approaching. Well, it's, you know, it starts in April, but it looks like we're expanding the East Van Baseball League into potentially at least 8 teams. Like, oh my goodness, a full 8 teams, and it's the most amount of fun I've ever had in my entire life. We play at Lake Strathcona and Sunset Park, and it's the best memories. I guarantee you, I'm gonna be on my deathbed, I'm gonna be thinking back about these days, and I'll just be smiling. And I'm gonna see all my baseball buddies on Monday, so I'm happy. I'm a little bit thrilled. Yeah, so yay for us. Okay. Enough of that. Baseball is just a memory, really, at this point. Let's be fair. It's where we at now, end of November. Tomorrow's actually December. I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, we're getting it. It's so dark. We're in the dark season. Baseball will be coming back. It will. I promise myself it will come back. That's how time works. I miss it so much, though. I miss watching it, and I miss playing it. Okay. Anyways, enough of that. Tricky Woo, that is such a great song. Making Time, it's a cover. Tricky Woo, the good old Montreal band, who I'm sure they're not around anymore. They had a huge good run at it back sort of in the late 90s. Put on just killer shows. If you ever had the chance to see Tricky Woo live, you've been blessed, but yeah, you were. Tricky Woo. Now, you can find that song, Making Time, off a compilation entitled Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1, which is put out by good old Grenadine Records, based out of Montreal. I don't think they're around anymore. But again, back around the turn of the century, they were quite the cool indie rock label. Yes, they were. And then Pure. Oh, my God, I played Pure with the song Anna from their record Generation Six Pack from 1996. And if you're thinking, like, wow, good chunk of your shows from the 90s. Well, it is because I found a sort of forgotten about CD case in my van. Oh, God. That I haven't used in forever. And it was like, wow. It's like a time capsule. And so I thought, well, I'll be playing this stuff tonight for sure. It's 7:15. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music, that is what occurs here from 6:30 until 8. This show only runs every second week, so the next time I will be back will be in 2 more Wednesdays, And there you go. Now, it's time for the weather. Let's find out what's going on in our atmosphere. Okay, so what do we have here? It is, of course, Wednesday. And the overnight low tonight, tomorrow morning around 6 a.m., is 4 degrees, folks. Yeah, that's pretty chilly, actually. So tomorrow it is a high. It's only a high of 7. Look at that, guys. Whoa, look at this. Looks like we're in for some cold temps next week. So tomorrow, Thursday, is a high of 7 with mostly, what looks like there's some sun. Sun with a chance of a shower. That's why it's going to be chilly, because we don't have the insulating effect of the clouds, folks. So, yeah. Friday is going to be dark. There's a dark cloud. Dark icon on Friday's weather. And a high of 8. So that's Friday, rain, darkness, and 8. I know, that's shocking. We move into the weekend. So Saturday is cloudy with showers and a high of 8. And Sunday here, it says mainly sunny with a high of 5. So there's another shocker. And this is where it gets weird. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, I know this is a long-term forecast, so it's not that dependable, really. But here it's calling for Monday with a high of 2 and Tuesday with a high of 0 and very sunny. That's interesting. So that should be, if it's going to go down that low, it should be interesting, guys. Yeah. All right, back to the music. As I mentioned, we just played some Hosehead. So let's continue with a few. Here's some more Hosehead bands. Now, Hosehead has released so many good local and just Canadian bands in general. My favorites, First Base is actually one of my favorite bands. So good. I'm not going to play them. They also have released Sonic Avenues, who I also adore. Very, very good band. I play them all the time. So I think we're going to head on into some, let's hear, Average Times. Yeah, I like these guys a lot. Average Times, they're quite good. Oh, and actually there's a new release, by Hosehead called The Moderns. So let's go with some Average Times first, and then we'll hear the new released. Actually, The Moderns are a Swedish band, if I'm not mistaken. So they don't really qualify now, do they? Okay. We can listen. I don't really care. Nobody really cares. Anyways, let's listen to Average Times first. These guys are a band out of, I believe, Ottawa. Or maybe not. Huh. Could be Vancouver. Hard to say. It was recorded, this record, this 13-song record, in Ottawa. Back in 2013. All right. Anyways, let's hear the song. Oh, She Knows. Or She Knows. Let's hear that one. And of course, the station here is CITR, located on the campus of UBC, on the very western tip of the city of Vancouver. 101.9 FM and Average Times is on now. We'll be right back.
biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out.
Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there will be fun facts for beverages. Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come to Shindig this Tuesday, December 6th, to see Little Sprout, Dead End Drive-In, and Cheap Flavor.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that, of course, is Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. That song, if you have been living under a rock, is from Kids in the Hall, of course. That is their theme song from the series. Like, God, did that show start in the late 80s, maybe? Yeah, it's been around. It started that long ago. I was such a big, huge fan of that show. I have not watched Kids in the Hall in ages, but wow, I think it's about time I should get back into it. So there we go. Now, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet were comprised of Brian. Now, they were in town. So when I say they were comprised, I suppose they may still be together. It's hard to tell. But they were, at least the first lineup, Brian Connolly, Reed Diamond, and Don Pyle. Now, the main guy died. So that might be Brian Connolly. Let me just look this up. Let's take a look here, folks. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. One of them died from cancer about, I want to say, like 10 years ago. When did he die? Okay. Oh, okay. I'm a little bit, yeah. So, wow, it's been since that long. So it's 2001. That's what it was. Diamond. They were originally, so the band was originally from Calgary as a three piece, right? Reed Diamond. That's who it was. And he, let's take a look here. They moved to Toronto. That's the deal there. And then they released their stuff on Cargo Records. Like, I actually have in my hand their CD, which is shocking. So from that long ago. And then I do remember one of the guys ended up forming the band Phonocomb. And I had that record. And they were like instrumental, very awesome surf rock, total surf. And then what happened here? Now, one of the guys did tour with Nico Case. And then Atomic 7, that is correct. That then happened. Now, Atomic 7 was on Mint Records. So much going on here. And then here it says right here, Reed Diamond died of cancer in February of 2001. Wow, he didn't even see 9/11 happen. What a weird situation. All right. And then it says here, in September of 2016, a variety show featured a reconstituted Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And they recently came to Vancouver. And I can tell you it was in, I want to say, the spring. I almost went to that show. I did not. But yeah, there you go. So that's that. Now, before Shadowy Men, we heard Poor Form. Poor Form were a four-piece with a female lead singer. She has since moved, I want to say, to Ireland. And they were so good. You had Adam, who's from Needles and Pins. So they're a local band. He shared vocals with her. And then when she left the country, they stopped playing. But such a great band to see live. If you ever got a chance to see them, I hope you did. Anyways, we heard the song July from a record released by us, CITR, called CITR Pop Alliance Volume 4. It's a compilation, and it's really good. There's some other really killer bands on it, such as, let me tell you, who's on this? You've got Jerk Jails. They came in and did some like a live set of music on my show, which was exciting. Very nice people. Late Spring, they won Shindig last year. You have who else? Yeah, lots of, you've got Ace Martins, yeah. Anyways, there you go. So what do we have next? Buck 65. I'm gonna kick it old school again. That seems to be a theme of this show. Anyways, the time is 7:32. My name is Anita B, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I said, yeah, we have some Buck 65. Now, Buck 65 is, okay, what do we got here? Yeah, this record was released in 2007. It's called Situation. Now, anyways, Buck 65 is a white guy out of Halifax who does, hip hop, rap. And he's really good. Now, what is his name, of course? He did a show on CBC Music. Or, sorry, just CBC. Now, his name escapes me, of course. I normally know it. Yeah. What is his name? Oh, yeah. Richard Turfry. Okay. So we're going to hear the song. Where is it here? Cop Shades. This is a good one. So as I mentioned, this was released, like, God, what? Like 9 years ago? Yeah. I think that's what we got here. I think, let me make sure this is working. I'm actually playing CDs, a lot of CDs today, because I found a bunch of old CDs. So today, if you hear like drawers opening and closing, it's because I'm putting things in the drawers. Okay. I'm just waiting for it to do its thing. Okay, good. Okay. So the song, as I mentioned, is called Cop Shades. What else can I tell you guys? I can tell you that this is not working. The CD player's not working. Okay, hold on. Let me try it again, folks. Let me try it again. Jokes? Do I have any jokes as I try to fix this? Not really. Nope. I'm just God. All right, here we go. Come on, please work. What is going on? This is no disc. There's a disc clearly in there. Okay, let me try this again, folks. Okay, the station is CITR. Yes, it is. And I am going to pop the CD out and stick it in the other drawer because that is... Damn it. Hey, I can tell you that I've been watching some good shows. One of them being Stranger Things. Quite enjoy it. It's like a bunch of little vignettes, little separate stories of sort of Twilight Zone-ish kind of stuff like that. I also do like that E.T. kind of show. What's that one called? Everyone's watching it. Stranger Things. Huh. Okay. Anyways, I think my CD is now working. God, what is going on? Huh. Shadowy Man worked. Why does it say no disc? Come on, please work. Okay, good. I think we're in business. Huh. Okay. Maybe I will not be playing us any Buck 65. I'm going to play us something else. I have nothing ready to play us immediately, so I'm just going to go and see what I can find quickly. Let's listen to some... Transmitters. How does that sound? Or the Parallels. The Parallels are great. The Parallels are a band that were quite big here locally. God. Around the year like 05, sort of 10, 12 years ago or before. Parallels, yes. So we're going to hear the Parallels. These guys are awesome. You can find this song, Skinny Little Arms Made Out of Paper, on a La Ti Da Records, like singles. It's a little compilation there. 4 songs on it. And it is a discography of, well, there's more than 4 songs, but it's a discography of the first 6 years of La Ti Da Records is 7 inches. La Ti Da is a local label. And here we go. I will see if I can fix this CD player. I don't know what's going on, but it's all good. Okay, this is just as good, if not better, folks, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm gonna catch it, I can't tell.
Driving with a yellow dog, I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves, pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
All right, more technical difficulties. Look at that. Okay, I will play something else here. Maybe this should work in theory if I hit play. No? What's going on? Okay, what's wrong with me? Okay, we're good. All right, hold on one second, folks. I figured out what's going on. I'm good. We are good. My name is Anita B, and it is 7:43. And this is a typical show. It's college radio, folks. This is what happens. You get a lot of unprofessionalism, like me, just, you know, bumbling around. Let me try this again. I'm out in 16 minutes. Anyways, there we go.
Lawrence King, shot in the head by a classmate.
Robert Eads. Died from cancer after being refused treatment from 20 doctors.
Angie Zapata, beaten to death.
Frederica Martinez, murdered with a 25-pound rock.
On November 20th, we observe the National Transgender Day of Remembrance as an opportunity for communities to come together and mark the passing of transgender people who have died because of hate.
Speak up when you hear hateful speech.
Tell your family and friends you're a transgender ally.
Fight for hate crimes legislation.
Tell your representatives in Congress to take a stand against discrimination.
Visit hrc.org/transgender to find out how you can help.
Right.
I'm not that.
Not only Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall on Santiago. 7654.
Started in Kansas with a mobile phone. The quest to entertain his evening on the lawn. Against a 5-star offer he had to postpone. Access leads the start of his chance became his late night maiden dance. He met Ella in a cafe breaking plates. His wisdom, she was declared his mate. But Annalise was first in the talk, cause Ella rang back too late. Access leaves that became a disease. What started a chance became his late night maiden dance. Inspired passion for a sex-bored couple in Dover, he just met on a late-night double. In London, he was deep in Canadian trouble. Access leaves the started his chance, became his late.
all went to Puerto Rico. There was nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. We packed up all our belongings. I can't bear to see you now. With nothing to talk about.
All right, folks, CITR is the station, and my name is Anita B, saying goodbye. It's been a slice. The time is 7:53, and I'm pretty much out of here. So the show coming up next, of course, is McConan. His show is entitled Mix Cassette, and he's here from 8 until 9. So stay tuned for that, and I will be back in 2 more weeks. So not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, from 6:30 until 8 with more Canadian music. The show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, located on the campus of Vancouver's University of British Columbia. All right, there you go, folks. So I'm going to leave us with, let me tell you what we played, first of all, what we listened to. That was Thresh Hermit, of course, with the song Puerto Rico from their record released way back in 1997 called Sweet Home Wrecker. I think this is a 97 release, yeah. And Ashtray Boy was in there before that. That was a local band here from about, 15 years ago. With the song Late Night Mating Dance. The record is called The Euro. And we heard some Buck 65 that started that set off. The Parallels as well before that. But we heard Buck 65 with the song Wicked and Weird from his record Talkin' Honky Blues. And that, again, is, 14 years ago as well. So I'm going to leave us with something a little bit more recent. The Black Rainbows. These guys are pretty hilarious. This is like 3 years old, this record. It's called I Met This Chick. That's the record. The Black Rainbows are a band from the Toronto area. And the song I have here queued up is called 2 Day Rule. Okay, let's make sure I'm good here. Let's make sure. I think we're good. I think so, folks. Yay. Okay, excellent. So let's see. I've got that. I got this. Deck A. Okay, I've had a long, long day. I just think too much. Ugh, I just need to go home and just chill. That's what I'm doing tonight. Maybe watching a little, I don't know, Stranger Things or, I don't know. All right. Good night, all. I will see you soon.
No awkward silence.